All right, with us the entire program today, I'd like to thank Mr. Fred Gregorich for coming in and premiering the new CD, Polkas on Broadway.
Oh, thank you, Jerry, and Pam, too, for having me, and Dawn.
And Dawn, speaking of Dawn, is he around here somewhere?
Yeah, he's under that box.
Where is he?
Under that
is
box
right
there.
Is he in that black
there,
box there?
Yeah, he's in that black box there. Yeah.
Dawn Wattila?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Are you on the line? There you are.
Hi, Dawn.
Good afternoon.
How's it going, everybody?
All right. How'd the donuts come out this morning?
Oh, they were beautiful. You didn't get mine? I gave one to my pigeons. And I said, one of my polka pigeons. I said, here, take this over to Jerry.
No, he hasn't arrived yet.
Stay out of the rain and the snow and take this to Jerry and Pam.
You mean you have snow up there, Dawn?
No. We had a covering, but it melted us this morning. The sun's
oh,
out.
That's good.
Dawn Wattila on the line from Cleveland, Ohio, and you guys put together this project. Of course, the last one was 1994, and now it's 2005, and you did it all over again.
We did, and you know, it was an exciting project for us, and we took our time with it, and we formulated what we think is a very exciting and something a little bit different. You know, we took these standard Broadway show tunes and standard songs, and we arranged them with our style of music, and I think it's a formula for success that everybody's going to enjoy.
It's a great concept. Polka's on Broadway, taking some Broadway show tunes. Of course, they're not all Broadway tunes.
No, they're not, but they're in that vein of older standards, you know. But some of them are from, you know, Broadway. The title was just the...
And we had a couple of standards in there, you might say, run-of-the-mill polkas, and mix it up a little bit, right, Dawn?
Right, yeah. But you know, we think we have really something for everybody here, and of course Christine just did an outstanding job as the players on the performance from the musicians on it was just outstanding, and it was difficult, and it's not your traditional polka record, we don't feel, and so we're interested to hear responses, and we accomplished what we set out to do, and we're very happy. Yeah. Very, very proud of what we've done. And
great project, and I think we got some education out of it too, didn't we?
Definitely. Yep. There was a lot of arrangements to do, a lot of writing to do, and a lot of
challenges.
Yeah. So we also crossed new territory for us as musicians. So it was just a pleasure dealing with working with Fred again and Christine and people over at Peppermint, and we need to start something else because I'm getting bored sitting around here already.
Let's do something.
Start
huh?
making lists again, yeah. But Gary Ramey at Peppermint really did a phenomenal job.
He did, yeah.
He put it together for us. But we're going to do a tune right now. We're going to do Polka Time All Over the World. It's starting to be one of my, out of the 15, it's in there somewhere.
It's at the top of the list. Hey Dawn, we have Dawn Wattila on the line from Cleveland, Ohio. We have a special guest here that just entered the studio. Would like to say hi.
Okay.
I had to get on the microphone and talk to one of my favorite people from Cleveland,
Pam.
Ohio.
How you doing, Pam?
I'm good. How are you?
Pam, I just want you to know that the Polka Pigeon is on its way with a box of a dozen donuts from the bakery. So.
Well, you know, when we're
somewhere en route, I don't know what happened, but Jerry asked right away if I
was the donuts.
Hey, well, you know, when we're in Cleveland, the only bakery to go to is Wattila's Bakery.
All right. Well, we appreciate that.
Well, Dawn, we'd like to personally congratulate you and also Fred Gregorich on a great project. From what I've heard so far, and this is the second time I've heard some of these tunes, but the first time for many more, great job. Christine Hibbs did an outstanding job on the vocals, and of course you guys and all the musicians in the band, which were quite a few. On this project. A very big project, and it sounds great, and I'm sure all of our listeners will want to get a copy of this recording.
And let me just say this, too, that next Friday at the Marriott downtown for 25th Coast 6 party, that we made arrangements to have the entire band there, so there's going to be like 9 or 10 musicians up there, and we just felt that, you know, all the work we put into this, that with the audience that we're going to have, that we wanted to show this for the first time, you know, and do the songs justice the way we recorded them. So it's going to be a very...
it'll be a thrill to do it, believe me.
It's going to be a spectacular show there that night, so I'm hoping to see you guys there.
We'll be there.
We're looking forward to it.
Do we need tickets for the front row, or can we push people out of the
way? No, I got them all set for you.
All right.
We got the special passes, right, Don?
You guys are in the VIP line. Don't worry about it.
Box seats.
Yeah, definitely.
Or at the bar, either.
No. Bar VIP seats. Line up front.
Well, thanks, Don, and congratulations once again. Joining us from Cleveland, Ohio, on the line, that's Don Wattila.
Yeah, I told Freddie. I said, when you do Pam and Jerry show, I said, I definitely want to, you know, if I could not be there personally, I definitely wanted to call in. There's a lot of programs to hit, but I wanted to make sure I was on your guys' show because of our friendship and everything like that. So we look forward to seeing you guys, and thank you for having me on, and thank you for the comments. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, Don. Thanks.
Take care, Don. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
We'll see you Thursday.
I'll practice up on the egg roll, so I'm ready for you, Pam.
All right, you better be ready for me,
practice
bud.
Up.
All right, say hi to everybody.
All right, Don.
Thanks.
Bye. It's Don Wattila from Cleveland, Ohio.